Thank you for joining us. We hope this message will be a blessing to you as you experience the love of God, grow in community, and discover and live out God's purpose for your life. Now, let's get into the message with Pastor Will.
Portion of my message today is God setting an appointment with us, and He's waiting for us to come to that appointment. And for some of us today, that may be a worship appointment. It may be spending time in His Word appointment. For some today, maybe, or you may be listening online, you haven't been to church in a while. So it's just, can I just say it plainly, get yourself back in church appointment, right? But whatever it is, God has set an appointment, and He's asking you to don't be a no-show. In the doctor's office, they'll be like, you were a no-show. And they'll give you a call and say, you didn't show up for your appointment. And they'll charge you for it, right? And you may get charged for that. God is charging us today. This is more of beckoning us, show up for the appointment that He has set. Within our hearts, we know when God is saying, I want to spend time with you. And sometimes we don't hear that beckoning, we don't hear that call, or we hear it and we don't respond to it. And so today's message is literally around that. Number one, is God inviting you to a space to spend some time with Him, and are we responding to that call? Some of us are a little late. And so sometimes people will say, well, God is eternal, so, you know, there's no time in God. You can be delayed in obeying God. And actually, there's this phrase that says, delayed, can you finish this? Delayed obedience is, anybody know that? Disobedience. So it's either I am doing what God, I sense Him leading me to do, or I'm not. There's no in-between place. And sometimes we use that word of grace very loosely. So today is, and again, whether you're here in person with us or you're listening, this is a, can I say it this way? This is a divine appointment. This is a divine appointment. And God is saying, I'm so glad that you're here. And it's more of the space with Him. It's inclusive of you being present this day and this time physically. But it's more of the space that you are occupying with God spiritually, the space that you're occupying with God in your mind, your will, and your emotions. Number one, God is saying, I'm so glad that you're here. I'm glad that you're here. Now let's get some work done. Because you know this, that you can be present, but not present. Present and accounted for. You can be present, but are you accounted? Are you here? You can be sitting in church and not here. And so this little intro statement that I'm mentioning right now is for some of us, it is a moment of God saying, I'm trying to get your attention before we look at the scripture. And a lot of what praise and worship is trying to get our hearts and our minds and our attitude and our mindset and all of that to the place where when God wants to speak, we're in the right posture to be able to receive what it is that He has to say. But many times we don't participate in praise and worship. At least, yeah, I don't know if you know that or not, but there's some people that don't participate in praise and worship. Right? Damaris, I don't know if you know that or not, but there's certain people that when we come up and we're doing prayer and we say, I invite you to join me in prayer, they're still out in the lobby. And there's some people still out in the parking lot. Some people are still home. And this introductory part is God calling you and saying, come here. Like, I have something that I want to share with you. This is a divine appointment. I have something that I want to share with you, but if you're not present, you won't hear it. So wherever we are right now in our mind, God is, He's calling us together. It's like we as a person have many parts to us, right? I know the scripture talks about the body of Christ. Many, one body, many parts. And some of us, we're divided against ourselves. There's one part of us that's like, I just want to go all in and just love God with all my heart, my soul, my mind, my strength. Then there's another part of us like, it ain't that serious. And then there's another part of us like, well, last time I did that, this happened, so I don't know if I can really trust it. And sometimes when we come to church, at least when we come to church, it is a recalibrating. It is a bringing us together, bringing me, bringing my mind, my will, my emotions, my hurt, my pain, all of that, my expectation, bringing it together so that God can speak to all of me. If you leave the hurt part of you home, then he can't talk to you. If I leave it locked up in the closet, and if you just bring the part that just kind of like the part you want people to see, then God's presence, his power, his anointing can't touch what you hide. Here's something I realized. God will not go digging up old bones. He asked, I think it was Ezekiel, can these dry bones live? I'm asking you, do you believe that these dry bones can live? And he responded, well, you know, Lord. But God's like, I'm asking you. So God is not about going and digging up old stuff so that he can deal with it. He wants us to go dig it up so that he can deal with it. Amen? So whatever skeletons we got, y'all know that phrase, skeletons you got in your closet, the stuff you got buried, dig that stuff on up so that God can deal with it. God will not dig up old skeletons, old bones, things that we like. Nope, I ain't showing it to nobody. Like, I'm keeping it buried under this ground. God will not say, move, get out of the way so I can dig that up and we deal with it. God will say, are you ready? You ready? You ready? Together, let's dig it up. And together, we will bring healing and restoration and wholeness to that area. But if I decide that I'm never going to dig that up, I'm never going to bring it to God, he is not going to force us, and he's sure enough not going to grab a shovel and start digging it up himself. And the beauty is, that's love, and that's who God is. He patiently waits for us. But I believe in my heart that today is a moment of divine appointment, where God has touched, if I can dare say, all of our hearts and said, I'm calling you to this moment. And if you answer the call, now he's saying, pay attention. I got something that I want to say to you. And in fact, he's already saying something to some of us already before we even look at the scripture. Amen. When I was in Uganda, I said, amen. They would say, praise the Lord. I was like, oh, okay. So then I started saying, praise the Lord. Then they say, hallelujah. I was like, man. And they would say, Amina, or something like that was amen. So let's look at the scripture. All right. Are you here? Because that's important. We don't have a lot of time. So I'm just going to share what I can, and then next week we'll finish it. Are you here? And that's a question that's a question to answer within your heart. Are you here? And if you're not, bring yourself here. Bring yourself here. Say, come on, self. Come on, sit down. Stop being distracted. Come on in here so that the Lord can speak to us. So we're beginning this series and this time. Victoria was mentioning it, I believe, some a little bit, or alluding to it, this area of discipleship. It's two areas. For us to, Doris was talking about it earlier, be vulnerable enough to be discipled. That's exactly what the Lord is sharing right now, is about vulnerability. Some of us don't like being vulnerable. I'm telling you, if you want to have a relationship with God, you're going to have to be vulnerable with God. You're going to have to. You're going to have to. Amen? So discipleship, I expose myself to be discipled by God so that through this transformation process in my relationship with God, I then can make disciples of others. Go ye, make disciples of all nations. But I first need to be present so that the Lord can disciple me. So Matthew 28:16 in the Amplified Bible says this, now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had designated. I want to read that out of the Amplified Classic Edition. Same verse. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed and made an appointment with them. Praise God. So two things here. Jesus had a conversation with the disciples and told them at an appointed time, I'm going to meet you in Galilee on the mountain. And the disciples obeyed that. They went there. So here's a question to us. Where is God directing you to go so that you can spend time with him? So back up a little bit from the Lord is leading me to do this. Like the Lord is calling me to preach. The Lord is calling me to start a business. The Lord is calling me to do this. The Lord, back up from that for a moment. Where is the Lord directing you to spend time with him? Where is that? Because in that place, there is an appointment that God has with you. So for some here today, coming to church is routine. It's what we do. You knew Sunday I was coming to church. For some today, you weren't quite sure if you were going to come. But you either somebody made you come. I hope nobody made you come to church. You know, some people sound like the Holy Spirit to us? They're not the Holy Spirit, but we listen to everything that they say, and sometimes we get confused with the Holy Spirit. And that can be a dangerous place to be. The only reason why I'm here is because you made me come. You better be here because God directed you to be here. Because if I keep depending upon you putting pressure on me to read my Bible and pray and go to church and stop listening to that music and stop watching them crazy movies, if I'm only doing it because of you, that's not good. It won't last. Because one day I may say, whatever, I don't care what you think. But if I always care about what God thinks, then I'm always showing up for the appointment. Do not show up for an appointment divinely that somebody else has made for you. Hear God. So where is God directing you to spend time with him? Some of us, we're only spending time with God so that we can get some insight for the next thing. Like, God, I need to hear you because I don't know if I should take this job or not. I don't know if I should marry this person or not. I don't know if that, And we spend time because we need wisdom and insight and revelation. And God is saying, can you please just spend time with me because you just want to spend some time with me? I don't come to me every once in a while with no agenda. In fact, come because you feel me calling you to this place. So are we, do you sense when God is directing you to read your Bible, right? Or pray, or listen to certain music to set a certain atmosphere with God? Or call somebody and say, hey, my brother, my sister, you got a moment? Can we get some coffee and just talk about the word? Like, we got to be able to, or I need to be in church today. You know, wouldn't it be beautiful, whoever it is that's here, because there must be a few people here that somebody really kind of encouraged you to come to church. Wouldn't it be beautiful that no one needs to encourage you before they even say it? You're like, I don't need you encouraging me no more to read my Bible. I'm already doing it. That's growth. Growth is when I see myself growing, not, yo, Will, you growing. Thank you. Do you see yourself growing in your relationship with Christ? I notice you don't do that no more. Do you see your own behaviors changing? That's growth. It's not just when somebody else sees it. And for some people, we're waiting for the applaud of people to show us that we've grown. Dad, you didn't recognize that, like, I wanted to do this today? Stop looking for the applause of people. It's about you. I'm talking about your relationship with God. It's about you and God. It's not about the crowd. It's not about the crowd. It's not about the crowd. It is about us and Jesus. It's about us and God. Because if they stop encouraging you, will you stop coming? Will you stop reading when they stop calling and they stop saying, brother or sister, you want to read again? And for some reason, they low and they're depressed or they're overwhelmed. But you're using them as a crutch for a relationship with a God who is ever present. Am I on anybody's street today? So God is directing us. You sense it in your heart. The Lord wants me to grow with him, in a relationship with him. And I believe that he wants me to start, this is just an example, and I believe he wants me to start reading my Bible and praying during these different times. I'm going to show up for that appointment. And when I first start, I may not show up for it excellent. Or I may show up excellent, but don't stop. It's a divine appointment. Amen? Praise God. And I believe this is a message that God is speaking to probably everyone except little babies in here, right? But all of us that is able to hear what is being said, the Lord is speaking to every one of us that there are spaces and places that I am drawing you to, and I'm asking you, show up. Come, be consistent in spending time with the Lord. And so this is that question. Do we sense God's direction, and are we showing up for our appointments with God? Are we showing up? Praise God. Have you ever had to go to an appointment, a medical appointment or something like that, and you were nervous about it, and you got to the receptionist desk, and maybe your spouse or somebody was there because you were like, I need that support, and they were there at the, you know, good. And then you ask that famous question when the nurse or somebody comes out, and they say, William Guy, and you get up, and look at Tremaine, and I say, can my wife come with me? Right? And then you're waiting for them, and either they say, oh, sure, we got a space where they can go, right? And maybe sometimes you hit that second level, right, where they can go. Now you're beyond the first door, right? And now it's time for you to go get something else done. And your spouse can't go beyond that next door with you because of whatever it is, you're the only one that can go. And that's sometimes where we get stuck, y'all. When we're in the open area, we got somebody with us, all these people. Hey, you see people. The next one, they say, yup, that person can go. But that next stage, that next space, they say, nope, it's just you. And based upon what it is that you're getting done, they start telling you, you got to take jewelry off. They just want you. They don't want anything else. They just want you. And that's where God is drawing us today. He's literally saying that certain people can go with you, certain levels. It's almost like Jesus when he took Peter, James, and John. Certain levels, people can go. But if y'all know that story in the Garden of Gethsemane, he didn't bring the 12. He brought the 3. And then the 3 stayed, and then Jesus went off to pray. There are moments where there's some, the crowd that will go with you. Then it's just your small circle. And then sometimes it's just you and God. So today, God is trying to get us to that place. Just the you and God place. Because some of us have been hanging out in the lobby area, and we're just so comfortable. We comfortable with talking to everybody. And then some of us are comfortable with that next place, the waiting area where you're waiting to go back. But some of us are not comfortable with spending time with God by ourselves. What are we afraid of? That God may say something to me that's going to rock my world. And now I'm accountable. If God shares something with you very deep in your one-on-one time with you, that means he knows you can handle it. God is not trying to set anyone up for failure. So if he is taking us to this place, and he's talking to you about something, he's got you. But these crutches that you have, he's trying to say, you got to let them go. I remember, I think I hurt myself, and you know, you're walking on crutches, and you're going to see the doctor, and they're kind of like, we got you. You don't need them crutches here. We got you. We got you. But sometimes we're so used to having people, systems, processes, all of these things that we're used to, and we're trying to take it into a deeper place with God. And God is saying, you can't, you can't, you can't. Because what he said to Moses, take off your sandals, because the ground that you stand on is holy ground. So you can't bring that in here. And sometimes that's what we're afraid of. God, I want to bring all this. And God is saying no, because the place that I'm calling you to is a place of holiness. A place of you being set apart. A place that as you spend time with me, you won't look the same. And sometimes that's what we're afraid of. I won't look the same. I won't talk the same. And if I become who you really want me to be, how can I go back? How can I go back? And God is saying to each and every one of us today, I've got you. If I'm calling you to that place, I've got you. So when you go back to work on Monday, I got you. When you got to go see family, I got you. I know you have to go back and deal with some issues, but don't let that stop you from going deeper with God. Amen? It's called in the Old Testament, beyond the veil. In the Old Testament, it's called the most holy place, or it's called the Holy of Holies. It is the place where only the high priest would go and spend time with God. That's where God is calling us. Not as a special high priest, Jesus is our high priest, but as children of God, he wants a closer relationship with us. And today, if you did not have it in your calendar that today was an appointment with God, and you just thought that coming to church or listening online was just what you do, I'm letting you know right now, put it in your calendar that today is a divine appointment with God. God is saying you showed up. Maybe you got tricked to show up. You didn't want to show up. You thought you were, I don't know what you thought. But you're here, and you're hearing it. You're hearing what God is saying. And I pray that it's getting down into our soul. Praise God. Don't have a deaf ear, and don't be a no-show. One of the scariest things has to be, and I don't believe anybody in here is in this place, is where you cannot sense God. You don't feel God. You don't sense God. You can't hear God. You feel so far away. And the reason why I'm saying I don't believe it's nobody here, because you're currently present. You are present and you're accounted for. You're here. But now that you're here, be fully available unto God. As the song says, here I am, Lord. The final thing I want to say is this. Jesus directed the disciples to a specific place. His disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain. So I believe that God will direct us very specifically of where he wants us to be and what he wants us to do. So if you know, sometimes it's like, I don't know what the Lord wants me to do. How about start reading your Bible? Start praying. Start worshiping God. Start praising God. Start what you already know. Sometimes we try to get real deep. You don't need a burning bush. You don't need a voice from heaven speaking down. Read your Bible. Remember the song we just did? Read your Bible, pray every day. Like, it's real simple. But God is leading us to a specific place. So where God may be leading you is, he may be saying, William, I want you to start reading your Bible during this time. I want you to start spending a little bit more time in prayer. I want you to start listening to this type of music. I want you to start connecting with these people. God will begin to be very specific to us individually. And that is the reason why we cannot copycat what somebody else is doing. If I don't have anything to do, it may be okay for me to copy the way that you read the Bible every once in a while. But a divine appointment is when God develops something specifically for my life. Your friend may be reading the book of Mark. God may be leading you to read John. Your friend may wake up 6 o'clock every morning to pray. God may be saying, I know you. You ain't gonna do it anyway. So at the end of the day, before you lay your head, I need for you to spend some good time with me, because you keep having these really bad dreams. And you need to spend time with me before you lay your head down so that you can unravel your mind from all of this nonsense that keeps creeping into your dreams. So that may be before us. But somebody else, God may say, you walk into work every day with an attitude. I need you to spend time with me in the morning. For somebody else, it may be you midday, you start falling. Like you done. You're ready to walk off whatever it is that you're on. You need to spend time with me during your midday, in the afternoon, or whatever your midday is. God has something crafted specifically for you to meet him for a divine appointment. Find out what that is. And when you get it, do it. And do it. And do it. And do it over and over and over and over again until God gives you something different, right? Sometimes we're like, I've grown out of this. I've grown out of what of that. I'm going to start doing something different. And God's like, you need to come on back. Sense where God is leading you, not your flesh and not just people. Amen. Because our flesh is very loud. Very loud. And so sometimes our flesh will say things such as, it don't take all that. You ain't got to read your Bible every day. You ain't got to come to church every Sunday. Pray. Oh, man. My mama pray for me. My wife is my prayer warrior. My husband covers us in prayer. And God is saying, I need to hear from you. And challenging us to dig deeper. And for some of us, God is saying, you need to start even, get yourself a Bible that you can understand. Like, get serious with this. Stop reading Bible that you don't even understand. And we're reading it, and we're like, I don't understand what it's saying. Then stop, read, get a translation you can understand. But they told me King James Version was the heavenly version, that it came from the throne of God. Who told you that? They told me if I don't pray for an hour a day, that I shouldn't pray at all. Who told you that? Spend time with God. Start there. And if you're already spending some good time, keep doing it. But don't become religious with it. Because from that space, God has something else, another appointment that he may be calling you to. And this is not just about, I need something, God. It's, God, I want you. I just want you. I just, and for some of us, the cry of our heart is, I miss you, God. I really do. If I'm honest with myself, I miss connecting with you, God. But then what we say to that, since God says, I'm so glad you're here, here I am, Lord. No more excuses. Here I am. So this is where we are. I believe not just Purpose Church, but I believe the body of Christ. If you listen to other messages, you may start hearing something that's similar to this, that I believe God is calling us to this place where we need to be discipled by him. Some of us are doing too much for other people, and you're not taking care of yourself. You're not taking care of yourself. And this is God's clarion call to us as the body of Christ, I believe. Come on back, be Mary, and not Martha. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, Google the Bible story about Mary and Martha. Be Mary and not Martha. Amen. It's the final thing I'll say. And y'all probably know that's not the final thing, but it's the final thing I'll say. Y'all know this phrase, get your nose out of other people's business. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Stop worrying about somebody else's walk with God so much that you're neglecting your own walk. Stop. It's not healthy. Because what's going to happen is that person is going to grow, and then they're going to look over at you, and they're like, all that stuff you was telling me, you ain't doing it. And it's either going to cause them to press deeper into their relationship with Christ, or they're going to call you a hypocrite, and then they're going to back away. So just pray for them. Pray that they grow. But get your nose out of other people's business. You grow. You go. You dive in. Amen.
Thank you once again for listening to Pastor Will's message. We hope that it has been a blessing to you today. Our goal is to help you experience God's love, grow in His love, and live out His purpose for your life. We invite you to join us live each Sunday at 11 a.m. to hear Pastor Will's message. For more information, encouraging messages, and events, please visit us online at purposechurchde.org.